Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. We're here for you every weekday at 12 noon Eastern Time on Be Unique Radio. We have fun and a different free gift each week. Call us now at 1-516-418-5651. Get the goodies and join the show. Or email us anytime at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. Hear what last week's giftee has to say.
Oh, that's my cue.
Hi, my name is Barb, and I listen to Be Unique Radio. My favorite show is Take a Break with Gene and Mary. I listen to it noon every day. And if you listen, you may win a prize just like I did.
That's awesome.
Well, there you go.
I can't wait to meet Barbara.
Oh, she is a delight. I'll have to bring her with me to Green Gables sometime. She's talked about coming with me over there.
That'd be fun. Have her call us one day. How you doing?
I'm good. I am. It's been a very hectic day for me so far, so I needed this break. In fact, I looked at my phone about 15 minutes ago, and I'm like, oh, my God, I get to take a break with Gene. It's just been, you know, one of those days. My husband's alarm typically goes off before I even get out of bed. And so his alarm didn't go off. So I always set an alarm just in case as a backup. My alarm went off, and I said, your alarm didn't go off. He goes, oh. So that just set the whole tone for the day.
Yep.
And then
stay on your heels.
My 18-year-old cat's been, you know, he's 18 years old, so he's acting like an old man. And he thinks that the best place for him to be is right under my keyboard.
Sure.
Right between my stomach and my keyboard. That's where he is. So I did my little walking. I did a little walk this morning, and this is going to be the day for podcasts. After you and I finish at 1 o'clock, Jennifer and I are guests on Silo Moses' podcast, and I don't remember the name of it. Get Focused, I think. I apologize to Silo for that.
But
then,
so you're doing that
tonight
one.
And tonight at 9 o'clock, you and I are back on the air again with Jeannie.
Yeah.
Jeannie in a bottle.
She's
always a delight to talk with. We met her at an event back in the day when we could go to events.
Mm-hmm.
And we fell in love with her, and she fell in love with us. And so she started writing. She writes about healthy, like her last article was about breathing, taking a breath. But her son also writes for us. He is a professional whale watcher.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, so it's all in the family.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. So you're going to be podcasting all day.
What are you taking a break from? What are you breaking from today?
Actually, I was just working out in the garden some, doing a little bit of laundry, and I decided I'd hurry up and shave before I came on the air, you know, and look my best for everybody.
You got to look good for the non-viewers.
Yeah.
Makes you feel better.
But yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
When you've done your daily routine, it makes you feel better. I haven't worn makeup in many years because I could never get the hang of how to put it on. But I have a morning routine that I take care of my skin. And, you know, it's almost like putting on makeup. And if I don't do it, I don't feel like I'm ready for the day.
Right. It's like walking out of the house without your belt on when you always wear one.
Yeah. There are certain things you just have to do.
Yeah. Well, I don't shave but about once a week probably. And only reason for that is because it's kind of itchy in the hot weather. And I don't know. I hate shaving. They made me shave when I joined the Navy at 17. And first time I did. And then when I got out of the Navy, I had a great big full beard all my life until probably the last 7 or 8 years. And even then, I don't go use a razor. I go all the way just down to where, you know, a stubble, because, you know, I don't want it. It sucks. I don't want to scrape my face. It hurts.
Yeah.
So yeah. Anyway.
Can you imagine back in the day when men used to use big knives to shave?
Yeah. I got to tell you, ever since I remember seeing the, I think it was Angela Lansbury starring in the play on TV. I watched it, Sweeney Todd. I thought, I'll never want to have a straight razor again.
Yeah, that, Sweeney Todd will break your shaving that way.
But anyway.
So I want to tell you.
Uh-huh.
I want to tell you, make a little quick announcement.
All right.
We picked up one more listening country. Trinidad and Tobago is now listening. And
nice.
I love that because it's probably our writer, Trinity. Her name is Trinity James Matheson. She writes for us occasionally. And she probably has her family listening into the show now.
Excellent.
And so our trivia question for last week week
hi.
Was...
Uh-huh.
Go ahead. Say your hello.
I wanted to just say hi to Trinidad and Tobago.
I'd
like to say hi to every country, but I'm going to have to go down the list. But since we got that one right now, I'll start here. Hi.
Okay. You know what? And that's what we can do that another day, is list all of our countries and see if anybody can count them as I list them.
Oh, my goodness.
And that would answer the trivia question for last week. How many countries
that
are
would.
Listed?
That would. That would be quite a project.
Oh, no, that's an easy project. I've already got those done. You want to hear the name of our countries?
Well, if you want to.
Well, I say it's easy, but now for some reason my computer has decided it didn't want to work with me. I have them all except for Trinidad and Tobago. I have everything else listed on our website. On my computer, on a spreadsheet. But I'll announce these countries, and if anybody can keep up with my reading, then good luck and count them off. Or go to our website and add one, because I haven't updated their website yet. Australia, Bangladesh, Belgium, Brazil, Cameroon, Canada, China, Croatia, Denmark, Dominican Republic, France, Germany, India, Ireland, Italy. I always thought Ireland was part of the UK, but it's a separate country.
Yeah.
Japan, Kenya, Lithuania, Mexico, Netherlands, Nigeria, Pakistan, Portugal, Republic of Serbia, Romania, Russia, Slovenia, South Korea, South America, Sweden, Switzerland, Thailand, Turkey, UK, USA, Ukraine, United Republic of Tanzania, Vietnam, Zambia, and Trinidad and Tobago.
Oh, my goodness. That's awesome.
Awesome. Those are all the people that are listening. I love it.
Go ahead.
You can talk, honey. My husband's got a question or a statement.
You sound like that cartoon singing all those countries.
It's all fun. It's all fun and games.
Well, and that reminds me, too. That just made me think I'm going to try to send you another opening piece with electric guitar this time.
I like it.
So we'll see what happens. Because I was busy thinking about that, you know. It helped me get that idea.
Well, I can send you a list of all these countries if you'd like.
No, that's good. No, that's cool. That's awesome, actually.
Okay.
I mean, it's excellent.
All right. So we thought we would talk today about thinking and helping and helping and thinking. And we've got plenty of time. We've got 5 minutes left in the show.
Oh, my. Well, so do you have anything you want to think about or to help talk about?
Today, I want to think about getting some help so I don't have to think so much. No,
okay.
I would love I would love to have a virtual assistant or mm-hmm. editorial intern or editorial person who wants to be mentored to learn how to do some of the things that I do every day.
Cool.
As you know, Gene, Jennifer and I started Be Unique, and even though we've got a lot, we've got volunteers that represent 29 different countries. And just like mm-hmm. Trinity James Matheson, she lived in Trinidad and Tobago, and then she moved to the United States and became a citizen. So we have people like that that started somewhere and came here. Mm-hmm. Elizabeth Fullington, which you and I interviewed on Unscripted mm-hmm. for the Ruby Holland Foundation. She yes. originated in, oh, heavens, Ghana. I got to look it up. It used to be something. It's in South America.
I believe it's Ghana. Guyana.
It used to be French Guiana. And yeah. now it's just called Guyana, I believe. But it's in South America. It's a little island off the coast of South America. Mm-hmm. Tiny little spot. But
well, I think it's so amazing how at this point in my life, you know, after living half a century and watching all this stuff take place, that we can sit here in our various workspaces and contact and communicate ideas and thoughts to and with people from all those places.
Yes.
You know, it's just amazing. I remember way back when the internet first started, and I watched the dramatic changes that it was happening with the technology advancements in our society.
My husband,
I thought, wow.
Gene, my husband has to
yeah?
come here, Curtis. Bring it closer.
Oh.
He has to
yeah?
share what I reminded him of while he was listening to us.
Oh,
so
please.
He found it on.
Oh, excellent.
Where'd it go? Oh, there's
now, the nations of the world.
From the Animaniac.
United States, Canada, Mexico, Panama, Haiti, Jamaica, Peru, Republic Dominican, Cuba, Caribbean, Greenland, El Salvador, too, Puerto Rico, Colombia, Venezuela, Honduras, Guyana, and still Guatemala, Bolivia, then Argentina, and Ecuador, Chile, Brazil, Costa Rica, Belize, Nicaragua, Bermuda, Bahamas, Tobago, San Juan, Paraguay, Uruguay, Suriname, French Guiana, Barbados, and Guam.
Mickey Mouse.
That's awesome.
Switzerland, Austria, Czechoslovakia, Italy, Turkey, and Greece, Poland, Romania, Scotland, Albania, Ireland, Russia, Oman, Bulgaria, Saudi Arabia, Hungary, Cyprus, Iran, and Iran, Syria, Lebanon, Israel, Jordan, both Yemen, Kuwait, and Bahrain, the Netherlands, Luxembourg, Belgium, and Portugal, France, England, Denmark, and Spain, India, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Nepal, and Bhutan, Cambodia, Malaysia, then Bangladesh, Asia, and China, Korea, Japan, Mongolia, Laos, and Tibet, Indonesia, the Philippine Islands, Taiwan, Sri Lanka, New Guinea, Sumatra, New Zealand, and Borneo, and Vietnam, Tunisia, Morocco, Uganda, Angola, Djibouti, Botswana, Mozambique, Zambia, Swaziland, Gambia, Guinea, Algeria, Ghana. Uganda, Lesotho, and Malawi, Togo, the Spanish Sahara is gone. Niger, Nigeria, Chad, and Liberia, Egypt, and Nina, Japan, Tanzania, Somalia, Kenya, and Sierra Leone, and Algeria, Dahomey, Namibia, Senegal, Libya, Cameroon, Ghana, Zaire, Ethiopia, Guinea-Bissau, Madagascar, Rwanda, Mayara, Ghana, Hong Kong, Abu Dhabi, Qatar, Yugoslavia, Korea, Mauritania, then Castlevania, Monaco, Lakeside, Malta, and Elephant, Egypt, and
Sudan. That is so cool.
We need to do that.
I called it Mickey Mouse, but it wasn't really Mickey. But, you know, we've learned a lot about countries.
Uh-huh. Definitely. Almost every day I learn something different about other countries. From Be Unique. It's amazing.
Yeah. And just think about it. You know, we've done that in 15 minutes today.
Yeah. Well, I was just thinking that now, if you'll practice the lyrics, I can play the music, and we can do that on our live show when we go on the road.
Oh, yeah.
And we can sing all the countries that we're on.
And I just started to say, by the time we get ready for that, we'll have more countries listening, which will give us an even better song to sing.
More to sing about. And we'll be happy to sing about it.
Yes. So that brings us to the end of our 15-minute break.
Okay,
and,
well,
yeah.
I guess I got to get back to it. I finished shaving, so I guess I'll do something else now. might comb my hair.
Yeah, well, see, you were taking a break in your morning, your grooming routine. You shaved,
yes,
and now you have
yes.
to go back and finish the job.
Well, yeah,
so,
I got a little trimming on my hair to do, too, so.
Yeah.
I hope you're
you never
of your
got your hair
over.
Trimmed?
Well, I work on it all the time because if my arms, the blood runs out of my hands if I keep them up there too long. And so I do a little bit here, and then later on I do some more, and then I do some more, and eventually, you know, by the time I finish, it's sometimes it's time to start on the next, you know, where I started in the first place. But it saves $20.
Hey, $20 is important to save.
Yeah.
Well,
all right.
I'm going to say until tomorrow, Gene. Well, adios.
I hope you have an easier afternoon, a little more docile. See you then.
I don't expect it to be docile until after 9 o'clock tonight, but that's okay. I love what I do, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
All right. Well, I'll see you in a few hours.
You certainly will. Bye bye.
Hey, Gene.
Yeah, Mary.
What are we going to talk about tomorrow?
The sky's the limit, but since we only have 15 minutes, why don't we talk about quantum physics?
Nah, that's too simple.
What do you want to talk about tomorrow?
Rocket surgery and brain science have been talked to death. What do you think about the color green?
I think it's great. I'll talk about green any day.
Gene, what will we talk about tomorrow if nobody calls the show?
Maybe we can talk about yard sales, or maybe the fact that nobody called the show. Hey, Mary, are you ready for tomorrow's trivia question?
I sure am, but I think this time I'll give the answer at the start of the show and let our callers come up with the question.
That's awesome. Ooh. Great idea. And we can talk about our favorite Be Unique stories, psychics, colors, trees, what trees think about people.
Quantum physics, rockets to Mars, Be Unique documentaries, cat's whiskers.
Well, cat's whiskers I would like to know more about, I think, because I know nothing at all about them, and I do know some cats.
These are all some of the topics we might cover on weekdays at noon on Be Unique Radio when you take a break with Gene and Mary.
And Mary.